Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Good morning and happy Wednesday to each and every one of you. As always, it is my honor and privilege to be serving you yet another day. And whether you're listening to me live or on archive, I want you to realize how much I really, really do appreciate you in every possible way. So sit back, relax, join in the conversation as we enter into yet another episode to inspire, empower, and educate.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand,
I want to start this morning off with some housekeeping, if you may, and some announcements. I want to start off with some exciting news. I'm excited and happy to share that my newest book, Mission Unstoppable, has made the Amazon bestseller list in 4 categories. So check out Mission Unstoppable on Amazon and pick your, you can go ahead and pre-order your copy. It will be officially released on the 16th of September. So I'm excited to be part of that project with some other amazing, amazing people. You know, God is just doing amazing things and using us all over the world. So for that, I am very, very, very grateful. So again, it's Mission Unstoppable, and it is in 4 categories on Amazon. One of the other things I am looking for, you all know that since 1999, I have coordinated the French Cultural Exchange Program, where I am blessed to secure homes for French students who visit our state from France. And it gives me an opportunity to help to forge friendships and relationships and connections between those children from Europe and our American students and families here in Connecticut. So I always look forward to the summertime for this reason, where I get to make yet another way of making difference in other people's lives. And with that being said, I am still in need of some host families for August the 2nd through the 21st. So it's just 20 days that they are here. And their ages range between 14 and 19. They speak English. They pay their own travel and costs, and they bring their own spending money. So you are responsible for just to share your hospitality and and some room and board and food. They go on trips, and you are welcome to come on those trips too. We go to Boston. We go to Six Flags. We go to New York, and we have an amazing community picnic up at Lake Walmart here, which is one of the most beautiful state parks here in Connecticut. So the date again is August the 2nd through the 21st. And for those of you who are interested in participating, email me at dynamicdaphne@aol.com, and I will give you more information and tell you how you could be part of this amazing program. Or you could call me on 203-792-6802, 203-792-6802, and leave me a voice message there, and we will return your call. So again, it's for the French Cultural Exchange Program, the 2nd through the 21st. And if you have not yet done so, I invite you to join me on social media. I am on facebook.com/dynamicdaphne. I am on Twitter @dynamicdaphne. And we have some amazing giveaways, CDs, DVDs, tips to enhance your life, ebook to enhance and bump up your business. And you can claim those free gifts at my website by visiting DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com, Empowers with an S, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. And that's, you go there, you sign up for my mailing list, you get all the insight in what I am doing, and you can claim your gifts there after you do that. So those are just things I want to make you aware of. And if you're a regular listener to the show, get on my mailing list too, so you can claim some free products that we are giving away there. And again, you do that by visiting DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. And the biggest news yet of all times for me, for a couple of years you heard me talking about the Empowering People Foundation, Inc., which is the nonprofit that I formed. And this nonprofit, the aim and focus, provide a hot nutritional breakfast for the students at the Carmel All-Age School in Jamaica, West Indies. Well, I have some amazing news to let you know that we will start to serve the breakfast come the first Monday in September. That is September 1st. 2014, we will start to serve breakfast. And for those 25 people who have helped us to raise $872, I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. And for those of you who have not yet donated, I am saying if everybody would give a dollar, we would be able to make enough money to feed those children for 3 years, 5 days a week. I look on the numbers that I have on the page and I said, my Lord, if everyone would just give me a dollar each, we would be able to surpass our goal and to feed the children and move into the second phase of what this nonprofit has in mind. So this program for the Carmel All-Age School will be in three phases. The first phase, of course, is the breakfast feeding program that we are going to be launching on the first Monday in September of 2014. That's the day when school opens after the summer vacation. And the second phase of the program will be to start growing produce on the surrounding land at the school. There are lots and lots of idle land there. And I am discussing with the church about leasing the lands where the parents and the children can farm the produce and they can supply the canteen with the produce. Right now, the cook goes to the market to purchase produce once a week. However, when we start growing our own, we will be able to deliver fresh produce every 2 days to the canteen, and this way the children will be getting fresh foods. That's phase two. Phase three, of course, is the biggie. Phase three will be to raise money to build a cafeteria. When you go to the GoFundMe.com page, which is the page what we are using to collect the donation now, GoFundMe.com/1, the letter G, number 4, the letter M, and the numbers 3 and 8. When you go to that page, you will see a picture of the little canteen. That's the same little canteen that has been there all these years. Of course, they put a new roof on. But this is the canteen that has been there ever since I was going to school. It's the same little window I used to take my lunch through and walk back to the classroom to eat it. Well, the long-range goal is to build them a cafeteria so they don't have to walk back with their meals to the classroom to eat it or possibly spill it on their way walking back. But they will take it. They will have nice little trays that they can go and sit and enjoy their meals and have discussion with other classmates and learn to build relationships, different times, learn different eating etiquettes and all of those things. So we have our work cut out for us, but the amazing thing about this, it is not about us, and so long as we totally surrender, we will get this done. So that's the full picture of what we're doing. On the launch day, we are praying that we'll have the manpower to do some pictures and to start to develop a DVD, to create a DVD, and we can put it up on the website, and you'll be able to see what we are doing. So as I had asked last week to have you search for all your change and donate your change to us, we will count them. You don't need to count it, but if you want to count it, it's fine. We will still give you credit for the amount that you donate. So gather your change and mail it to us. Message us, and we'll give you the address to mail it to us. If you want to go ahead, if you are local, or if you want to wire the money in the account for the nonprofit, all you need to do is to message us, and we will give you the information to do that directly. So with that being said, I want us to go into what we are going to be speaking about today. I want to remind you that you can call in at any time, and the number to do so is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And today we are going to speak about customers' appreciation. And can customers' appreciation or clients' appreciation bring us new business? So this is the conversation that we want to have today, and I want to hear from you. Call in and let's talk about some of the things that you are doing. I want to go back to my days in Mary Kay Cosmetics. You all know that I did Mary Kay Cosmetics from early, 1985 until sometime in the late 90s, I did Mary Kay Cosmetics. And I was very successful. I drove the red car, I drove the pink car. And I became a director, and I helped many other people, many other ladies and a few gentlemen to move up the ladder to directorship and to leadership and drive their own car as well. So that was for the consultants. But as I speak about appreciation for clients and customers, it took me back to my Mary Kay days. Because in Mary Kay Cosmetics, we depend so much on our customers and our clients to help us spread the word. I remember Mary Kay Ash telling us we went to a tea party at her home in Dallas. And I remember Mary Kay saying to us, "Ladies, you can build your business by telling a woman. When you want a news to go around, you tell a woman." You know how we women are. When we find something good, what we do, we call a friend up and we tell her. So if we find a sale, if we find out that a store is having a sale, what we do? We call our sister friend up and we say, "Girl, there's a sale happening at this place. I have an extra coupon." I remember when I used to work at Danbury Children First, I had a co-worker. And whenever she would find some coupons, she would be sure to share the coupon with us so we can take advantage of that sale. Oh, my heavens, Doc Vodge, too, where have you been? It's been a while. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's an honor always to have you on here, my sister. It's always an honor. So you know you're always welcome to call in. I love you too, my sister. I would be honored for you to call in and you know, tell the world some of the things that you do for showing appreciation. I know I haven't spoke with you in a while. I know so whenever you're missing in action, you're always doing some phenomenal things. So feel welcome to share the airwaves with me this morning and talk about clients and customers' appreciation and what we can do to bring new business in. So as I continue on the conversation, we always design ways, and the misconception that we have as people is that it is expensive to show appreciation. And I'm going to pick up from right that point. We have a caller. Caller, good morning. Your last four digits are 0549. Would you state your name and where you're calling from?
This is Vajrayana calling from Atlanta, Georgia. How are you, Miss Daphne, this morning?
I am wonderful, sis. How are you? You relocated,
No, unfortunately, we're still in Georgia, but we no longer moan and groan to the Creator because they know better than we do what's next.
I miss you, girl. I miss you.
Good to see you, and because I don't really do Blog Talk anymore. My vision is Voice America. The world is ready for this quality of love and light that we have, and when you can reach hundreds of thousands of people, that's where I've been ready for Voice America for 2 years. And I love Blog Talk. It has given me all my grooming and training, but I don't need any more training. People need what we have. They hunger, ache. They're searching some of them don't even know that they're searching, Daphne, as you are.
I am going to have to talk to you off air to learn what all of that is about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, appreciation.
Yes.
And that comes in so many different ways. And as entrepreneurs, what I have observed, and I'm not sure whether you see the same thing in the communities that you are engaged with, is that business people or entrepreneurs, they don't pick the phone up and reach out to the clients until they have a promotion or they have a free launch or they want the people to spend some money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is a mistake. We should always reach out and stay connected, because sometimes all it takes for them to know that we care is that little call on their birthday or on their anniversary or on a holiday just to say I care, or a little card, a little handwritten note to say I remember that you spent $10 with me 5 years ago, you know? What's your take on all of this appreciation thing?
Well, my major beef with the world is that they do not comprehend that the Matrix has them running around with their chickens, like chickens with their heads cut off, believing that their day from the crack of dawn to the end of dark is supposed to be filled with activity. They do not get it. When the universe sends you what you've asked for, the first thing you must do is look at your calendar, your day-to-day calendar, and decide how much time every day are you going to stop watching TV and stop doing stuff that is not taking you toward your dream, so that you can focus your energy and your light on yourself with the right guidance, support, and nurturance. So to me, I comprehend what you say, but again, after 40 years, people have shown me that it is correct, that people do not care how much you know till they know how much you care, but a lot of people have a misconception about what their money buys. Your money doesn't buy wisdom. Your money pays for the time of the mystic, the shaman, the servant of the light, so that you can access the wisdom and have their hand to hold on to while you move your process, because no one can do your spiritual work for you. I don't care who you are. So our appreciation is expressed by giving them options to stay linked into us. I give away elementary PDFs of knowledge to teach them patience. The most important one that I have given them is patience. People think they know what patience is. Patience has to be exercised. It's not about biting your tongue and folding your arms. You have to have a place to put your mind when it looks like God's not answering you immediately. And if you don't have a wonderful place that you've already chosen in advance to put your mind on, you're going to feel like, you know, you're being denied. And after we get feeling denied for too long, we give up.
Mm-hmm.
So appreciation for me is giving them all of the tools and making them comprehend that I can give you all of the tools to the kingdom, but you have to use them. I can't do your work for you.
So exactly.
You're right. Giving them a reason, a way to stay in touch with your light, especially if you have contributed on their path. That is our responsibility. You're 100% correct.
That's right. So, and based on what you've just so eloquently stated, do you think if we would appreciate ourselves more and understand more about our why and how we are supposed to operate, then it would automatically allow us to just pass on to those who are in our reach and to make sure that they have that tool and that know-how, how to continue, because it's a continuum. You pass on to me, I pass on to the next person, and it goes on and on and on. And by doing that, people are not sitting around with a sense of entitlement. Because
right.
I think the world today has a sense of entitlement.
You're absolutely. We talked about that on a couple of other broadcasts the other day. Mm-hmm. And what we're entitled to is to remember that who we are as you know, I help people distinguish, because they say, well, when you talk about God, I said, when I talk about what you call God, I'm talking about the creator of all that is. You're talking about the God of religion, and that ain't the same thing, okay? It is not the same thing, because the God of religion is the creation of man that has fit God into some box where we're supposed to go, have to go to some third person and spend our whole life in front of some third person who supposedly has a more intimate relationship with this God than us, and all of that is crap. It is just crazy.
You know, last night I stopped into a consignment shop in town because I got out of the studio early. And this, you know, spirit always take you where you need to be. I walk into that store and I looked across the hall, and there was a lady I have not seen in 2 years. And we used to go to the same place of worship. And I didn't realize she saw me. So I was walking over because I was planning to bump her with the shopping cart and see her reaction. And I was going to say hello, but she know me. So I said to her, girl, I was coming to just bump you and said, excuse me, ma'am, to see how you react. And she said, oh, my God, it is you. I didn't know it was you. I was looking and I didn't know it was you, because now I have my hair all locked and everything. She didn't see me with that. She said, I didn't know it was you. And she said to me, you know, well, how is the church? I said, I haven't been there in a while. And she said, me neither. And she said, you know something? I was speaking to X person, and, and the person said, I don't see you at church. What happened? And she says, I don't come to church, but I haven't left God. And
that's
she said,
good,
when she said that, when she said that, the person's eye popped open. But she said, as the person caught her breath from what she said, the next thing out of her mouth was another judgmental statement. And I said, you have to just learn to shut people down.
That's right.
Because people will cripple you. Because I have been summoned by the universe to be still, because there's work to be done, and it is in the stillness that the work is being done. It's it's like I was called. I don't know if we spoke since then to create a nonprofit to feed children at my former elementary school in Jamaica. No, I got this call back in 2012. I formed the nonprofit organization, and the funds were slow coming out of the starting gate, right? And I started questioning, and I said, man, God, said, God, did you really want me to do this thing? You sure you want me to do this thing? And the next insight that came to me was, start where you are, the rest will come.
It's true. Build the temple
start
and they will come.
Start where you
That's
are,
right.
the rest will come.
That's
and
true.
With
How
that
is it going? How is that going, Daphne? How is it going?
You know, I am officially going to be launching the breakfast feeding program. We are going to be cooking and serving the first batch of breakfast on the first Monday in September of this year, 2014. We have been blessed to raise so far $872. And I know by the time the end of August come before we leave to go to Jamaica that there will be more than the $872 in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I am stepping out in faith knowing that you are not called to do anything that the resource will not be made available to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with the help and support of everyone who believes in what I am doing and those who believe in paying it forward, because, you know, when people go on the website there, gofundme.com /1G4M38, they're going to see that little canteen photo there. I'm going to be 67 years old. That's the same little canteen I took my lunch out from through that window. The only thing that has changed, they have put a little roof on the canteen because the roof went bad.
Goodness.
They now have electricity, and they have a gas stove. When I was going there, there was no electricity, and they cooked on wood fire. So although there have been some changes and there's some progress, there's still so much more to be done.
Yes.
And I am still alive and I am still breathing, and it is my time to show appreciation to that community. It is my time to go back there and let these children know, if I can become somebody out of that community, they too can become somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And whomever they choose to become, it's going to be up to them. But there are opportunities and possibilities
for
them to turn into something and just to live the dreams that they were created to live. So I owe it to the community to go back there and to help to empower them and to make something great out of that community.
Well, I'm going to put a person's name and website in your private box because he is Jamaican. This man loves Jamaica more than he probably loves life, okay? And he started out 3 years ago doing scholarships for Jamaica. And over these 3 years, they've given over 140, now 100, and, well, last year was 115. Their program, he gathers money from people, and they give scholarships to students that have submitted certain kinds of a document,
right,
whether it's a report or something, and they're evaluated. And this thing started from nothing, and it is wonderful. I'm going to put his name, his website, and this is a man, you will be on the phone with him forever, but he can tell you about the beginnings and where he is at. Now he's got a whole board of directors, an official 501c3, high integrity Jamaica. I have never met anyone like him this lifetime.
But
he can talk to you and support you and show you how it works. He goes down every year to present these scholarships in an official capacity at his former high school, and he's got Lisa Hanna is the speaker this year. I mean, all kind of, so he is a perfect contact for you because he has lived these first 3 years as you have, and it started out slow. It started out real slow.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Why don't you send it to my email, dynamicdaphne@aol.com.
One second.
You know, for those of you who are just joining, we want you to be part of the conversation. Don't just listen. We want to hear from you and hear your insight, because each and every one of us have different insights on how we are doing things. And there's no wrong or right way. You know, I look at this work as a salad bowl or as a bouquet of flowers where each and every one of us can just pool our resources together and help to pay it forward with everybody. Okay, now I see it. I tell you, I just learned something before. I did not know how to use. I've never used that section. So, you see, we're never too old to learn.
Yeah,
isn't that something? You're always teaching me something.
These are our best years, Daphne. The elder is the matriarch elder in particular. This is our time. No matter what our lives have looked like to the world, the families that think that we're screw-ups and we're a waste and we're a waste of life, the universe, this is our time. I'll be 68 on Saturday, and the best years of my life are ahead. They are ahead.
Wonderful. I tell you.
They are ahead. Yes, they are ahead.
I tell you, I was telling somebody that these are my best years, and
right.
I ain't seen nothing yet. I ain't seen nothing yet because the best is yet to come. The best
right.
is yet to
That's
come.
Right.
And
right.
I'm just forging along, and
mm-hmm.
I am ready when it comes.
Mm-hmm.
I am ready when it comes.
What I love about your energy is that I know how powerful I am because it's not about me, and no matter. And I tell people, any of you that ever say that she's egotistical or vain, you do not know who you are as a piece of God, because there,
right.
I don't have a vain bone in my body. This ain't about the little human being. We are allowed to use our personalities. We are allowed to be human. We don't want to be set up on pedestals, but I am an authority on this human experience here in the earth, and if you want to stumble around in the dark, you can, but we who know who we are as a piece of God, who are humble in spirit but strong in our humanness, lots of people are going to be in resistance to us. But what I like about you is you're not intimidated by other powerful women. Any female that come in touch with powerful women that are intimidated by them, they don't know who they are yet, and they don't comprehend that each of us is a unique creation in Prime Source Creator. No tools
exactly.
are alike. And I love that about you, because you don't have any fear factors. I love that. I love that.
When you operate in your authentic core, there's no competition any place.
That's right.
Because
that's
how
right.
am I going to compete with me? How are you going to compete with you? When
right.
I encounter
mm-hmm.
other powerful sources,
mm-hmm.
it's time for us to collaborate.
That's right.
To
right.
make
exactly.
that difference.
That's exactly correct. Well, listen, I have a follow-up appointment with my surgeon, I am going to have to say goodbye to you, but we will keep in touch because many wonderful
you.
Things are unfolding.
I'm going to give you a call on the phone
mm-hmm.
to talk about that new platform you're using.
Okay, we'll do.
All right.
Well,
so
no,
be
I didn't
well.
Start yet. I didn't start yet, but this is where I'm headed, and it is
okay.
It is grand. I will be glad to share. I'll put the number because I don't know if my number is the same, but I'll put it in the email. I'll send it to you before I leave out the door. Have a wonderful
All
day.
Right.
Pleasure
be
to
well. Enjoy the rest of the summer.
I will. You too, doll.
Thank you, my dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, it's just such a wonderful thing to see. That's why I tell you, if you have not yet followed me or mark my show favorite, I want you to do that because this is the way that I can recognize you when you come in the chat room. This is a phenomenal, phenomenal lady. I met her a couple of years ago. She's an author doing some great work in her community. And, she is such a blessing to so many people. She is such a blessing to so many people. And she keeps giving and keeps giving, and she's like me. She's not threatened about somebody else's strength. you just keep moving along and you don't get bogged down to say, oh, well, this person is that and that person is that. I don't have time for the drama. I really and truly have no time for the drama. So I encourage you to call in 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. Let us hear from you. We are having a conversation around appreciation and gratitude, specifically for the people that we call clients or customers. Yes, so let's talk about some of the ways that we can show appreciation. As I began before I got in the conversation with Doc Vaj, we're talking about some of the things that we can do that doesn't necessarily causes a lot of money, costs a lot of money. You know, I know that sometimes we go to craft fairs or we go to different stationery stores, and they have these beautiful cards that are blank on the inside. You can buy those cards, and I know that it is so much easier now for people to do digital things. I do the digital things for my greeting cards for the holiday season. And I do the digital one because I use the same one for my social media and for my regular clients. And I put my picture on that and everything. So I just feel as if they are seeing me come into their homes. But however, for the regular appreciation, I use these blank cards that I can do a handwritten note, and I can send that handwritten note out to them. And I want to go back to the times when I did Mary Kay Cosmetics, because I think it was during that time I learned how important it is to stay connected with your clients. And sometimes it was just a lip gloss or a mascara or an eyeliner pencil. And we wrap it and tie it with a big bow. And that's what we do. Sometimes I would include it with their order, or sometimes it would just be something that I would drop off for them. And I always put a bow on the free item. This way, they know it is to show appreciation. And sometimes just to call them on the phone, to check in on them, to see how they are doing and how the family is doing, and just to have some laughter. They don't get that at the department stores. They really don't. So when you do that, they are going to be continuously coming to you with new business. They are always going to be telling their friends about you and what you do for them. I know that there are a lot of people who are so creative on the computer. And you can also create a piece of artwork and sign it, and you can send it out to them. It shows appreciation. It can be personal things like you if they are local to you, and you plant a garden, whether it's a vegetable garden, a herb garden, or a flower garden. As you harvest, you can share that with your clients. I remember when I worked at Danbury Children First, and I used to plant a lot of tomatoes. I used to be harvesting vine-ripe tomatoes, and I would put it in my wicker basket, and I would go to the office, and I would place it on the front desk. And whomever comes in, whether it is staff or parent, anybody comes in the office, you're free to take as many tomatoes as you need. And I tell you, the more I gave was the more tomato I would see on the vine. So they're just like simple ways. Yesterday I stopped by one of the French student host families. I stopped by her home in Brookfield, and her son has some gardens, and he gave me some snap peas from the garden. I sat right there at the table and ate every last one of those snap peas. And then, as I was in my car, he told me to wait. He went in the garden, and he harvested a head of romaine lettuce and some kale. And he handed that to me. And it shows appreciation of the friendship. And that's what you can do for your clients as well as entrepreneurs. Whatever it has, you whatever you have in your possession, you share it with them. It can be companionship for laughter. You go out for a snack. You go out for lunch. Now it's the summertime in most areas. There are concerts and different things that is taking place on your community green or wherever they have it. And you don't know what your client has in their community. So you call them up, let them know what is going on in your community, and invite their families along with your family. This way you are expanding the connection. It's not just you and your client. No, it's your families are getting to know each other. Where there are young people involved, it's very important for them to have new friends. And you say, all right, you fix a picnic basket. You put some fruits in it, cheese and wine, whatever it is your heart desire, apple cider, whatever it is. Or sparkling cider, whatever your heart desires. You fix a picnic basket and you both families, you go with your blanket and your picnic chairs and you go and you spend that evening together, getting to know each other. What is it telling the client? She or he, they are not just calling me when it is time to spend money, but they are looking to spend some time to get to know me, to know what I am about, and to know my family. When there are special when there are a holiday, it doesn't matter what kind of a holiday it is, take the time to pick the telephone up and to tell the client happy whatever holiday it is. I just wanted to take the time to especially wish you well today. I tell you, if you had wrote them a check for $1 million, they would not have appreciated it as much as they appreciated that telephone call. And I know when that happens for me, when people that I do business with shows appreciation and call me up personally, I am telling somebody else about them. Hey, this is the person that I do this business with, and this is the person that I do this business with, and here is what happened. And they now want to start to do business with that person. It is not rocket science. I tell you, if we go back to basics, we would find out all the things that worked for us that we are no longer using. I tell you, building our businesses means that we capitalize on all the connections and relationships that we have. it is very important that the people that we do business with, that we have a strong connection, we can laugh and talk and share ideas and to let each other know what's going on. If you are reading a new book, I want you to share that with your clients. Let them know, you know, I encounter this new book and I'm reading it. I know you like to read as well, so I want for you to pick that book up and read it. I am not going to tell you to loan your book out, because I know over the years I've loaned many books out and never got them back. So I stop loaning books out. I rather just buy one and give it to somebody else, because my books are part of my education and my personal development. And when I invest in a book, I don't want to not have it back. So I no longer loan my books and my CDs and DVDs out. So if somebody don't have it and I buy them a book, that's it. I do not expect to get it back. But you can share the things that you are doing that is enhancing your life. You can also share that with your clients and customer base. I know if, you know, sometimes you find an online program that you are participating in, share it with them. You hear about a retreat, you let them know about that, because what that tells them is that you are not only concerned about them spending money with you, but you are also concerned about them developing themselves. Again, for those of you in the chat room, let me hear from you. Write something in the bottom of the box. You know, what have you been doing for appreciation? What are some appreciations that you have gotten over the years that still stands out in your mind? I know people always get flowers and they get jewelry, all sort of different things, perfume and everything like that. But a lot of times we give people those things and they are supposed to enjoy it, and they don't enjoy it. They can't enjoy it because that's not something that they use. So what you need to do is to just let them know that you have studied them and you know them and what they are about. So when we take time to acquaint ourselves with our clients, we know what their likes and dislikes are, so you don't end up giving them something. You know, sometimes you give somebody perfume, they're allergic to perfume, wherein if you had sent them a fruit basket or something, they could take that home, or if you send it to their homes, the entire family would enjoy it. So take the time to know your clients and to share with them the things that will benefit not only them but their family members as well. So I want to remind you that if you have not yet done so, I want to point you once again to visit my website at DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. Fill our mailing list out and you'll be able to claim some free gifts there. We have DVDs, we have CDs, we have tips, success tips and ebooks for you there. So visit DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. Fill that form out and we will get you your free gifts over. And now here's a word from one of our sponsors.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right, and listen, connect with us on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, facebook.com/DynamicDaphne, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Instagram, Daphne Clark hyphen Hudson. So connect with me there. We want to be in touch with you continuously. And for those of you in the Newtown area, Danbury, Brookfield, New Milford area, tonight, July the 9th, between the hours of 8 and 9, we are taping a live TV show at the Comcast studio at 5 Shelter Rock Road. And the topic will be sex, 60 and over. We are looking for some people in the studio audience, and we still have room for panelists, for those people who want to be on the panel. So if you are available, just come to 5 Shelter Rock Road in Danbury. You can gain entrance through the side door that is closest to the railroad tracks. You ring the bell. They will buzz you in. So it's tonight. Seating begins at 7:45 p.m. 7:45 p.m. on the 9th of July 2014 is when the seating begins for the live taping of a New Day TV show where our topic will be sex, 60 and over, 60 and above. And we also have, wherever you are, you can call in on, if you go on Facebook, you will see the event there. But for those who want to call in from wherever you are to give your take on the topic of discussion, you can call in at 203-792-4101. And that's the number where you can call tonight between the hours of 8 and 9 p.m. to be part of the conversation for the live taping of the A New Day show. Again, the number to call into the studio tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or Daylight Saving Time we're on, right? You can call 203-792-4101. So that's, we hope to see you in the studio. We hope to hear you on the phone. I am sure this is going to be an extremely energetic discussion and conversation, and we need to have your input. You do not need to be 60 or above to be in the studio audience. You can be any age and be in the audience so you can ask your questions to the panelists or to the host or whoever is there. So, again, I'm looking forward to have your participation in this live taping. And remember, I am still looking for host families for the French Student Program, August the 2nd through the 21st. August the 2nd through the 21st. So message me right there or on Facebook. You can send me a message or you can send me an email, dynamicdaphne@aol.com. If you are in the Connecticut area and want to participate in the program, or if you are in Brewster, New York, or Paterson, New York, or Carmel, New York, any of those towns that is close to Connecticut, we would be more than willing to have you participate. All right, so let us continue our conversation about clients' appreciation. You know, what are some of the things we can do to show appreciation to our clients? Are we showing appreciation at all, or are they only hearing from us when it's time for them to spend some money? Are they only hearing from us when it's coming up to the holiday, when we have a new project or product to launch? When are your clients hearing from you? If you are not in business, but you support a business, I want to hear from you as well. Are they showing appreciation to you? And if so, in what way? So, let us hear from you. Welcome to the show, guest 183. Let's hear from you, 646-915-8166. How are you showing appreciation to the people that support whatever it is that you are doing? Another question I want to pose to you, should you decide that a percentage of what the client spends with you, you would really devote a percentage back to them as appreciation? If so, what percentage should you decide that Daphne spend $100 with me, I am going to spend X amount to show appreciation? I want to hear from you and tell me what your take is on that, okay? So, we were speaking about some of the different things that we can give to clients to show appreciation. And we mentioned about, you know, growing garden, your harvest, if it's herbs, you can share that with them. And that goes specifically if people are local to you. If you have to ship something and it's perishable, maybe it will not last to go that far. But, you know, we need to be creative. And I know personally that when I give gifts that benefits the entire family, that goes over well with the client. Not only something that is selfishly selected for the mother or the father, but something that the entire family can enjoy. I know some people do chocolate, some people do cookies and all of that. It depends. It's up to you, but I'm just saying that it is really a great thing when you give something that they can go and put on their kitchen counter or on their dining table, and the families can read the card and see that it came from someone who is doing business with them. And they are going to be able to share with their friends as well. So even people that you never thought would have been doing business with you end up spending some money with you and helping to give you other connections. Okay. I want to take this time to play a meditation for us to benefit from, because this is something else that we can share with our clients as well. You know, the spiritual things that is helping to develop us and empower us, it's okay to share with them. And for that reason, I'm going to take this time and I'm going to share this meditation. It was introduced by a friend of mine in Hawaii, and I pray that you will enjoy this meditation. And after the meditation, I will be back on with the dialogue. Welcome back. I want to take this opportunity to welcome you back from the meditation. And as part of my showing appreciation to you, my listeners, this morning, is my reason for including this meditation. I want to advise you how important stillness is in each of our lives. And meditation is an integral part of my life, and I encourage you to engage in that practice. You are going to start to discover a whole new you as you engage more stillness in your lives. It gives you more clarity. It gives you more understanding of yourself and also of your surroundings. There are times when you are experiencing some sort of challenges in your life and you can't seem to find what the answers are to those things. Entering into meditation and into the stillness of your being helps you to come up with those answers. So I'm just praying that you enjoy this meditation this morning, and that you will start, maybe you won't start with 30 minutes of meditation or 20 minutes, but you start where you are. Start where you are and keep building on it. I am just here to tell you that it will enrich your life. It will give you such clarity that you cannot imagine. So the phone lines are again open, 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. And even if you want to share, if you had gone through the meditation and you want to share the experience, I want you to call me and let me know that. For those of you in the chat room, I want you to share with me what the meditation meant for you, if it meant anything, and whether or not you participated, what you came out of the meditation with. Was it something new for you? And I tell you, if you listen to a lot of the growing businesses around the world, this is something that they are including in their business practices now, regardless of the size of their businesses. There are corporations that are creating space that their employees and staff can go and meditate, because they realize how much value it is adding to their company and how it is really impacting the bottom line. So as an entrepreneur, I tell you, if corporations can do that, why aren't we doing it as well? You know that, business is stressful, and whatever way we can find to lessen that stress and to get us back into the focusing mode, we ought to do that. So let me hear from you what your thoughts were. This was a first that I have included that. But I think, why should I be selfish? If I'm benefiting from some new practices, and we are here talking about appreciation, I appreciate you, my listeners, and I felt it one of the wise moves to make to step into and to share that with you. So again, I hope you can find some value in that. All right. If you have a story that you think will be a match to the things that we do here on the show, I want you to reach out to me and let me know, and we can set up a pre-show conversation to talk about, to see whether or not it is a match and if it add value to the platform that I have here. So I want to hear from you. You can message me right here on the radio show. And if you have not yet done so, I want you to mark the show favorite, follow me, so that each and every episode that airs, you will be getting notices as to who will be on and what the conversations will be like. All right, so let us let us together create a list, a checklist of some of the things that we can do to show appreciation. So number one on the list is pick up the telephone. Pick up the telephone. Call your customers, whether it is that you have a promotion or not. Pick up the telephone, call them just to say hello or to find out how they are doing. The next, number two on the step, send them handwritten notes. You can buy those blank cards and you can write notes in there to your clients or your customers. Number three on the list, create pieces of artwork and send that to them. Number four on the list, if you are a gardener, send them plants from your garden or herbs or vegetables, whatever it is, and especially if they are local to you, you can do that. If you have products, you can make a gift of the product to your customer. And make sure that whatever it is, if you are going to include it with an order, make sure that you put a big bow on the item that is the free gift. So let's say you are delivering products to the customers, and the products that they purchase, you have that in a bag. The gift, you do not put it in the bag, but you hand it to them with a bow, and then you hand them the bag with their products. Always put a bow. One of the sayings that we normally use in Mary Kay, put a $10 bow on a $1 product, and it will just boost the appreciation level up more. Everyone gets excited about a big bow, and they can't wait to see what's in the package with the bow. So that's something else you can do too. Invest in some bows on your from, so you can have them in your inventory. We have a caller here. Let me go to the caller. Caller, good morning. Your last four digits are 1111.
I know. I'm unmuted. I know. Do you give advice for startups?
I beg your pardon?
Do you give advice for startups?
Before we get into that, would you please state your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, Joe, Montana.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Okay.
Okay, well, the show, is this your first time listening to us?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I don't see myself as giving advice, but what we do, we provide a platform that educates, empower, and inspire entrepreneurs or wannabe entrepreneurs. So as you go through the episodes that are on archive, whichever one you think sparks your interest, you could listen to that and see whether or not the information there is something that you are looking for.
So you don't give it something.
I'm sorry?
So you give inspirational messages as opposed to giving practical advice for people who want to start up a business.
Exactly. And because as a coach, it depends on what the needs of my clients are, too. I work with them in that area. But as you look through, you're going to see different topics. And that's how you can listen and download any of the
I know. I can download that. I know. I'm not looking for inspirational messages. I'm looking for practical advice. So,
okay, what kind of practical advice you're seeking?
If I have $100,000 and I want to start up a business, I want to know how would I make sure that it becomes profitable within the first year.
Okay, so the questions I would pose back to you is why are you starting the business? What kind of a business you are looking to start? Because that's where your profitability would come from.
Well, those
you
are the questions
not just
I would be asking.
In...
I would be asking a consultant.
Pardon me?
Those are the questions I would be asking a consultant, somebody.
But
who
even before you go to a consultant, Joe, you need to know why you want to do what you're doing, because the consultants are only supposed to facilitate, and I think that's why a lot of business fail. Because they go down the path of where someone directs them and they are not following their true calling that they are supposed to embark upon.
I don't have a calling. I don't have a passion about anything. All I know is I work hard. I'd like to spend the money that I have in order to start up a business so that if it's interesting, and I don't care what it is, I don't care if it's paperclips, airplanes, yachts, stationery, because I can be interested in whatever I'm involved in, and I don't care if I work 10 hours a day, but I need to know why or how would I know in advance that what I'm going to do is going to be worth my time, my energy, and my money. That's what I need to know.
And I can respectfully say to you that you do have a calling. You probably have not identified it. For whatever reason you chose not to, but we all have a calling. We don't just come into this world without a calling. Whether you call it a calling or a passion or a desire, whatever label you put onto it. So I think what you would need to do is to sit with a coach that will help you to flush all of these ideas out that you have in your mind. You said you don't care if it's paperclip. You don't mind putting the hours in, but you want to know what your ROI is going to be, your return on investment is going to be.
Yeah, that
right?
wasn't what I'm, right. I want to make sure that within the first year, I turn a profit. So I have to know that the processes that I'm going to put in place are going to do that for me.
And so what, so far, what have you done? Is this a hypothetical or is it for real?
It's hypothetical.
Okay. All right. So let's just role play a little bit. How many business, I don't know how old you are, but if you are comfortable doing so, you could say.
No. All I want to know, and this is the bottom line, is that if I have the money, how much money would I have to invest in any particular business? How would I go about finding what business would be profitable in the first year? That's all
and
I need to know.
You said it's a hypothetical, and I'm asking you, over your lifetime, how many businesses have you identified that were profitable in the first year? Have you
None that
encountered
I know
any?
No.
Okay, so what would you need to do to make sure that your business is profitable in the first year?
So what would I need to do?
Yes.
That's my question to whoever would be across the desk from me.
Because, you know, studies have shown over the years, and I don't have the numbers in front of me now because this was not the segment for today. However, studies have shown that not very many businesses show a profit for the first 3 years.
They don't show a profit for the first 5 to 10 years. 80 to 90% of businesses fail. So I'm trying to escape that trap by being prepared, by talking to somebody who's familiar with that so that they can give me the kind of advice that I need to follow.
And that's why I said to you, I'm not here to deceive you. However,
but I know, you're here for inspiration. I'm looking for a different thing. This is beyond the scope of whatever it is that you want to do, correct? Okay.
But I'm saying to you, because you probably go sit with a consultant and spend 50% of your $100,000, and they're going to be pointing you down the wrong road, too, because you're not going to be making a profit the first year. And they already took half of the money that you had. So,
I
am saying the best way to approach this is to tap into your why, which is your calling, and your focus is not going to be on the profit, but your focus is going to be what difference am I looking to make into the world.
No, I'm
and
not.
When you
what I want is a profit. I don't want this other new age stuff. I want a very practical solution to a particular goal. My goal is to be profitable within the first year. I don't care about the inspirational messages, which I'm sure are very important.
Okay, can you let me?
No, I can't.
Can you please allow me to finish my thought?
No, I can't, because you keep giving me stuff that I don't want to hear. I keep telling you. What
I
want is practical advice. So if you can't give it, no problem. But I don't want to keep going around the mulberry bush.
Right, and I did say before that I am not, I don't consider myself.
I understand that. I understand that.
All right? So in other words, what I was about to say, and you probably accept this or you don't, but I just need to finish my thought. I know that once you focus on the why, you are not going to be able to stop the profit from coming. Because I know you sound like a savvy investor who wants to protect your money and get the most for your money. But I know that in life, when you take your focus off of the money, then the money flows to you. If you understand your relationship with money and you develop a respect for it, you cannot stop it from coming to you.
Good.
So if you focus on this type of business, for argument's sake, it's going to be serving fried chicken to X population.
Okay.
The chicken is good. People are going to want the chicken. And your focus and emphasis is going to be on cooking the best chicken.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to travel from miles to come for your chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how your profit is going to come. Your focus is not on selling 10 chicken a day, but your focus is going to be on selling the best chicken. And for that reason, people are going to be lining up down the block.
I understand that. What you're saying is that any entrepreneur, to be successful, would really have to focus on doing what is necessary to satisfy the client. If you satisfy the client, right, I know that. But there are practical aspects, accounting aspects, financial aspects that people forget about when they have a business.
Exactly.
Okay.
And those are the things that entrepreneurs oftentimes say, oh, I don't have the money to do that. But you cannot afford not to do that, because that's a loophole that is going to really put you in the trenches if you don't get those aspects lined up. You know, so we are really not saying different things. We are, I think we are right in line with each other, whether you're going to call it New Age or Christianity or religion, whatever you call it. It's just the law of the universe doesn't change. It doesn't matter where you worship. It doesn't matter of your culture or your ethnicity. The universe doesn't see any of that mess. The universe just delivers to you. Once we operate in the universal laws, it compensates us.
Okay.
So you are going to get a profit on your money so long as your chicken is the best chicken in town. And the chicken is just a scenario. Whatever paperclip, if you're doing the best paperclip, the best sticky note, it doesn't matter where you are. People are going to find you, and you're going to make a profit.
Yeah, and then that begs the next question about how do I make whatever particular product or service the best, because the competition out there would be tremendous. So that would be the next question.
So then, Joe, what makes you different from the other person? Because you know something, whether you are a small
business
entrepreneur.
You're talking about a value proposition.
Wait,
I know that.
Let me finish. Please don't cut me off. Let me finish.
Look, I got to go, okay? Because I'm the kind of man, I like answers, and that's the way I am. So I'm not, okay? Well, thank you for the time, because I appreciate that you have the show and you have people calling in. But I'm looking for a particular type of advice.
Okay. Well, I pray that you'll find the person who can give you those advice. And, you know, as I suggest, thumb through and see if any of the conversations there will have something for you. And I would really love to hear from you in the future how things turned out for you.
Okay. Thank you much. Take care. Have a good day.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. You have a wonderful day, and thanks for calling. All right, so we have 8 minutes remaining, and it's interesting. You know, I think that majority of the world now is looking for a quick fix in many ways. Some people has the funds are ready to invest and want a quick profit. Some people are watching late night infomercial. And they just want to get rich quick. They want to watch the program tonight, buy a $97 package, and they want to be a millionaire tomorrow. So everybody is looking for a quick fix in whatever way, and they're looking to sit with somebody else who can tell them that they can show them what to do. And this is why so many people are losing their money, because nobody wants to do the due diligence. Nobody wants to put the work in. They want to get it quick. I want it now. I want you to give me advice on how to get it done now. I can make a profit in a year. On my $100,000, what am I going to do? It doesn't work like that. At least from where I am, that's not how it works. You got to do what you're doing, make sure that it is the right thing to do. And you're going to be compensated for that. I mean, whether you call it New Age or whatever you call it. But anyway, that was wonderful that he took the time to call in and that we could have that conversation. And, you know, it always amazes me when you get in a conversation with someone and they just can't permit you to finish your thought because they want what they want now. And they just want it now. And I just know that my spirit told me that the name he gave was not the correct name. He wasn't calling from Montana, but it really doesn't matter. The important thing is that he listened and he called in, and we were able to exchange our thoughts. So we have 6 minutes remaining, and we just hope that this time spent listening to the show was time well spent for you, that you gathered some insight and some information, and that information that you'll be able to use in the future. and that whatever it is that you're going to embark upon, that you will take the time to study it, take the time to know that there are people out there that will benefit from the services that you are delivering. So I just I thank each and every one of you, as always, for joining and for listening. Again, remember, we're looking for host families. Message me on Facebook or right here on the radio show. We are looking for families for the August the 2nd through the 22nd. And check out my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. And claim your free gifts there after you join up with our mailing list. And remember that you are called for a destiny. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Each and every one of us, we are here for a specific calling and purpose. So long, I will see you again on Sunday night. And as always, enjoy the summer. It is summertime. Take some time to go out there and just enjoy the sunshine. Get some sunshine in your bones. It's good vitamin D. And it helps to build us, give us some good, strong bones. So long. I'll see you on Sunday. Stay well. Be safe. And those of you in the Danbury, Brookfield, Newtown, New Milford area, Richfield, Roxbury, I'll see you in the studio at 5 Shelter Rock Road tonight for the taping of my live show, Sex 60 and Above. See you then.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this.
Thank you for showing me and directing me.
Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me
hallelujah, and directing me. Speak to it, my destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this place. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came.